Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for August the 17th, 2025. And I got a cutie of an email here. I really do. I call it cute because there's always something behind these kinds of emails, and I want to answer them explicitly. This comes from William in San Diego, who evidently was in the gathering, the group of people I used to work with many years ago in Escondido. And he said, "Why do you continue to teach? You left us, and I wish you hadn't, and I understand." And he said, "I admire your tenacity to keep teaching. What happened?" Oh, William, many things happened. First of all, let me just say this. Thank you for your question. Number one, I worked very hard in Escondido, and I worked very hard to help as many people as I could. But I started looking out at those empty faces and those dire and dreary attitudes that I saw in the eyes of people, and I realized I can't change anyone. And as hard as I used to work then, as I even do now, I can't change anyone. I am not here to alter a person's opinion. And I realized you can't change people. They come to you for a reason. And it's like I felt like the pig with the tits, you know. If I was feeding them what they liked and what they could have that would comfort them and make them feel better about themselves, then they would come. But they didn't really want to know the truth, and they didn't really want to know the deeper experience. They just didn't want to. They actually couldn't, because they were a big part of their mental acuity was based in the laziness of thinking that going to quote unquote any function on a Sunday morning like a church, which I called it a center, not a church, but that didn't matter, that they were going to philosophy courses or philosophy things, and they wanted just to hear me talk, be amused by my antics and jokes to try to get their attentions. I would do anything to get a rise out of them, William. I really did. I would do anything. But they were easily hurt and insulted, and they were abusive to me, and I just turned around, and I had to wear a bulletproof vest because I was on TV, as you probably know, and that was pretty horrendous what Christian groups would do. They would come and put leaflets in everybody's car. They took the tires off their cars. They did a lot of terrible things. I just got tired of the rigmarole of it all. So what I decided to do, which was faulty anyway, it didn't work, is leave the area. I just got very, very tired of wherever I went. "Hey, you're the Aspire guy, you know, blah, blah, blah." And then they wanted to debate, or they wanted to tell me how wonderful it was, but they never showed up for anything that was meaningful. If I had a class or a retreat on meditation, they never showed up. So you get tired of people's insincerity. So I decided, hey, let's go where you really want to live, which is here in Carmel, and let's see who comes and wants to work on themselves, really work. I wanted to do something significant before I left my body, and I wanted to do something that would help people. I didn't want to be renowned. I didn't want to be known all over the nation. I didn't want that kind of thing. I wanted to try to help those who had the ilk and the sincerity to work on themselves. Well, guess what? There isn't any of that. And once I realized that, you know, that all this effort I've made and all the time I've spent making TV and radio and and classes, and it's all for naught. People are going to do what they're going to do, and there is no way to change them. They don't understand the nature of their life. They don't understand how to live their life. They aren't interested. They are only interested in having fun until it's lights out. That's about it. So, William, that's you know, what went on. Why do I teach? Because every time I do a podcast here, or I do a TV program or whatever it is I'm doing, I'm actually squeezing a way out of Gregory. I'm actually fundamentally letting Gregory go. And I am not much interested in getting through to people anymore like I used to, because that's futile. They have to get through to themselves. But I have to get through to myself. And teaching is a wonderful way of giving. It humiliates you. It's humbling. It makes me feel expanded. I meditate more. I work upon myself more to prepare for my students, to do everything I can to help them. And it has changed me. So it isn't about changing other people. It's about how it changes me. And it has. I see the error and the folly of my ways when I was younger. I see the error and the rancid air that I used to live in trying to please others. I've learned so much about what it means to be sincere and find some sense of significance in my life. That's why I teach. And I share that with the people who are around me. And I find the deeper that goes, the less people are there, because that's not what people want. They just want to get through this life in the most comfortable and easy fashion they can. They have nothing to live for. They have nothing to share. They have nothing that is unique, because they have given themselves over to the collective unconscious, and that's where they live, move, and have their being. But that's not my job. My job is not to change all of that. My job is to offer the opportunity of an alternative. And that's what I do. But more importantly than all of that, William, it changes me. It forces me to look at Gregory, at what he is, what he does, his selfish, self-serving ways. And instead of gathering more emphasis on all of that, I forgive him, because he knows not what he does. And that's why I say to you at the end of every broadcast, please forgive me, because I don't want to muck up your life. And I am explaining this whole thing in a way, this practice, in a way that could be totally misinterpreted and blah, blah, blah. So what I try to do is just share some insights like I'm doing now. I don't go really deep with people because they can't handle it. They can't understand it. They're not going to do it. Their lives are complicated and complex. They have betrayed themselves so much that they can't turn it around. They can't turn within. They can't do anything but just keep going on the way they are, because the momentum of their life is the destiny of misunderstanding and the destiny of personal hatred that they don't even know they're doing. So I marginally help people. I don't really pretend to be the great teacher. I am just a teacher. And while I am teaching, if you bump up against me, you just might learn something. And then if that sinks a little deeper into your being and hits the chord of what I call signification, then you're in a great place to come and join me and learn more about what it is. And then eventually find consciousness, realize consciousness, enter into consciousness. And that is a real blessing. Well, that's the short end of the stick here. Hope that helped you. I really do. Thank you for the question. Thank you all for listening. Be back on the air next week. And if you ever have a question, you can contact me at greg@aspire.org. Have a wonderful weekend. Namaste.